1 Corinthians 15 again. Diane really doesn't need a Bible to teach because she has the word written in the table of her heart. I'll bet you she studied 70 hours for that. There's papers everywhere. I don't know how she does it. I don't know if you can rewind that thing, Brian, but in verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. That just sent chill bumps up my back. I don't know if that's what it'll sound like, but that would be good enough for me. You know, play that again. That's just too good. Rewind. And there was smoke in the mountain. Imagine what a trip that's going to be. We're going to leave this place. I'm sure we all have wild imaginations about what it's going to be like. And they're kind of fun, actually. But I don't know if there's any credence of truth in any of our imaginations. I have no idea, but can you imagine the neighbors? I mean, you know, Greg West wrote words to a song that we once did called There Goes the Neighborhood. And the whole premise of the song was what would happen after the gathering together. You know, well, they're not here anymore. Hey, that's a nice lawn chair. I'll take it. They got a flat screen. They ain't been around in a while. This is what had happened in New Jersey. I'm sure that wouldn't happen in Ohio. That's because people here are smart. There ain't nobody home. I'm going to take that chicken. Hey. You know how to hotwire a car? That's a nice looking Volvo. Where'd they go? What's that going to be like? Holy smokes. Thanks, honey. That was great. They want to go to Psalm 103. In Psalm 103, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." God's so loving to ask us not to forget them all. He doesn't ask us to remember them all. "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities." And I think of all these things in this psalm that came up this weekend. That tremendous teaching last night by Bob on forgiveness. Wow. "Forgiveth all thine iniquities." Oh, Bob, you got to say that again. What was it that we wanted to know what you said about God and man? And God forgets what man remembers, which is his sins, his iniquities. And God remembers what man so often forgets, which is his frailties. Boy, that's so beautiful. "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities," all of them. We can't change yesterday. Nothing that happened that was bad or anything that we ever thought that was bad, we can't change that. And we don't need to. It's over with. It's done. It is done. It doesn't matter what it was that you did 10 years ago, 5 years ago, anything that ever would plague us. You know, one of the definitions for peace is forgiveness enjoyed. Boy, when there is that enjoyment of forgiveness, when it's genuine, there's nothing there. It's blank. The heart is clean. There's no sense of anything bad whatsoever. It's blank. It's at rest because forgiveness is being enjoyed, and that renders an incredible state of peace in action, where we literally manifest peace because there's no thought of any negative. There's no thought of any shortcoming. There's no thought of any sin. Who forgiveth all, even the ones we perceive as being the worst, thine iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases. What is the difference for God to heal someone of a common cold or cancer? None. Because he's God. He is God. So, or a heartache. Boy, sometimes those things are harder to take care of than any disease. God took care of them by way of the Son, Jesus Christ. It's over with. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy sicknesses, diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Diane taught on it. Golly. That hope just is, he's coming back no matter what happens. Our house burned down and the dog in it and everything, you know, horrible mess. But Jesus Christ is coming back. And you know what? He's coming back whether you like it or you don't like it. He's coming back whether we're in a good mood or a bad mood. He's coming back whether we're in fellowship or out of fellowship. And we're going. That's why so many times when people offer their advice on this is what you have to do, this is what you need to do, this is what you've got to do, my response is, the only thing I have to do is go to heaven. I don't have to do one other thing. Neither do you. Because they ain't going to come up short for the guy who got born again in 1 second, forgot about it the next second. They're going to heaven too. I like that. God's so nice. We would never be that nice. He redeemeth thy life from destruction. He crowneth thee with loving kindness. Certainly kindness and love were handled a lot this weekend. And tender mercies. Tenderness was handled this weekend. Mercies were handled this weekend. Being especially good to the household of faith, boy, we're forgiving. We should be healing balms. We should be ones that offer tremendous comfort, tremendous love, tremendous peace, tremendous loving kindness and tender mercies towards one another. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The old eagles, every so often, this particular type of eagle, I think it was it once a year? These eagles periodically, when their feathers would get old, they'd go way up in the sky and then they would dive head first into a body of water and it would knock all their old feathers off and they'd be like little naked birds and they'd hide into bushes until their feathers grew back and they'd fly away. Isn't that neat? It's true. I'm not kidding. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. This would be a good day to get all the feathers off. Be a nice day for it. Leave them behind. Go home in your bush is... and take some time to put on the mind of Christ and get moving again. Life's too short not to have a good time. That's one of my favorite sayings. And we can't really have a good time if we're weighed down with condemnation and riddled with fear and trepidation or criticism towards others. It just is no good. Look, you know, God has done so much. Like this weekend has been, I had somebody tell me who's been in the Word over 40 years that this has been the best weekend of the presentation of God's Word that he's heard in over 20 years. And it's a minister. And I agree. You know, just tremendous heart and yet not lacking the detail of God's Word. And that's what you got to have. You got to have it all. To have it right, you have to have the Word of God rightly divided. And that is primary, but it has to be with heart and love. Shown love, not this inside love where you keep it all. That's really not love. That's a bunch of bullshit. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and he's plenteous in mercy. Golly, and we talked about those qualities of that we have as believers, that we can extend that to other believers, and that is great ways to be especially good to the household. And I think you guys have been sterling examples of that all weekend. You have been especially good to the household. Golly, I lost count last night, and the count went up. I think 5 or 6 people spoke in tongues and interpreted for the first time while they were here. Not bad. And you know, that's God's supernatural power being manifested. It's an awesome thing. And then somebody else, where's Romero? Warren, where's your brother? John spoke in tongues. Okay, John, you can sit down. John, stand up all day. Look, and who interpreted for the first time? Come on, stand up. Let's see. Yeah. He will not always chide, verse 9. Neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins. Okay. Sin-conscious people of the world, listen, hearken. So that'd probably be all of us at times, right? He hasn't dealt with us after our sins. That's so cool of God. Nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. It's over with. It's done. My old friend Joe Guarini used to describe the Bible 2 ways. He goes, in the Old Testament it was due, in the New Testament, done. End of teaching. Thank you. For as heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Man, that's neat. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. You know, as far as the east is from the west, it just doesn't ever, God just does away with it all. He does, the creator of the heavens and the earth does not even consider our sins. He's better and bigger than me. So why do we sit around? Because the adversary is, Bob taught last night, I think it was him, he's the accuser. And the first person people he accuses is ourselves. And don't let him do it. Just accept that he's removed all our sins. I want you to go to Colossians 3. Verse 12, in light of what we've been taught this weekend. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies. That's what we put on. And we learned last night that bowels are the innermost part of our being. Kindness, humbleness of mind is a great way to be especially good to the household also. We are humble in our thinking when we approach other believers. We do not know it alls. Meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. What a fantastic, great, great bunch of Word of God that we can utilize. In 1 Thessalonians, we'll close here in chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. It says, we give thanks to God always for you all. And certainly that's my heart towards you this weekend. I am so thankful for all of you. You certainly were on my mind the past week and a half, especially because I knew who was coming, and so I had the privilege of praying for everybody every day. And that's always the greatest preparation you could ever have. You could have all the banners and flowers, and you could have everything else, but prepare with prayer if you say you care. It works. What we miss, which is always an abundance of things, God will cover if we just continue to keep our hearts simple towards Him. Like this weekend, gee whiz, we forgot so many things. We had all these great ideas, and usually the great ideas never work, and the ones that, and God will come up with something way better. So it's neat. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Remembering without ceasing. That means just, I like to call this in my own personal life, I call this a prayer game. I play a prayer game. If I think of you, I'm praying for you. That's what I've tried to train my mind to do when I think of you. No matter who you are, even if you're mad at me, I'm going to pray for you. That's a great response. It's something Paul did, and I want to be like these guys. I'd like to be more like them. But cease not to give thanks for you. You know, there's not a lot I do, but I love to pray. And I love, believe it or not, to be quiet. I cease not to give thanks for you. That's another verse. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith. I think of the believing that you've had in your life, what you've seen God do for you. It helps you get a great picture of people when you think of what God has done for people or what they believe God for. Boy, is that you, Becky? Yeah, there's one. That girl, she's in Atlanta, and she has some stuff going on physically that she's had to deal with for some years. And she's amazing. She works at home, literally sometimes in her bed because she's so good at what she does. And she does it primarily because sometimes she's in pain and she rests during the day, but while she's resting, she works so that every night she can go out and speak the word with those guys so that she can go to fellowship so she's able to cook and everything like that. She's amazing. See, this is what you think about. When you see people, you think of the good. And that's not hard. It's not a stretch. It's something you can make a habit out of. That's, you know, I got that in mind. She's a committed believer. Been in a believer home for 10 years. Oversaw a believer. She's just an amazing believer. That's what we think. We just get so screwed up because the adversary lets us or hits us. And we don't say anything to him. Man, think of the good. Paul did. He remembered without ceasing their work of believing. Man, it's easy to do. All you have to do is care and pay attention a little bit. And then he remembered without ceasing their labor of love. How they worked. I was so proud of these guys last night as they took all this this beautiful piece of art and switched it up, and all these guys with knowledge of microphones and sound,
They did it like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and they were just awesome. Joe Armstrong, who never stops working, but he never shows himself. You can't even see him. He's always like, whew. Labor of love. You see people like Steve work tirelessly, day and night. Bob Chatton, good Lord. And patience of hope. You know, some days can be long, and then some days can be longer. But we're patient because we know he's coming back. We don't know when he's coming, but we know he's coming, and it's an exciting thing to look forward to. Diane, you did such a great job sharing that, and I really appreciate that. And hope in our Lord Jesus Christ and the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. God elected us. He elected us. You know, this year there's an election coming. You know, and the world makes such a big deal out of that. God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth, voted for us. And we're in. And it's an office that is eternal. An office where they're not gonna have, we're not gonna have to think about wars and all that stuff and the economy. Yeah. I imagine the economy is pretty good at heaven, don't you? I think they're doing pretty good up there. You won't have to look at about anything. I don't know what heaven's gonna be like, but no more pain, I'm in, you know. Huh? No more sorrow, we're all in. No more tears. I like crying once in a while, but it can get annoying. So yeah. You know, as sorrow and all that stuff. No more of that. What a day that'll be when our Savior we shall see. When we look upon the face of him who saved us by his grace. Wow, what a day. So Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this weekend and making it available for us to be together and enjoy one another's fellowship. Thank you, Father, for the hearts and lives of each and every one here. That our hearts can be knit together in your love according to your word. And that, Father, you do, just thanks for all the great things you've done this weekend and in the days to come. For our health, our strength, our soundness of mind, and the joy that's in our heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.